You're not going to be here?
She was coming back from visiting her mother last night. I think she was hoping to arrive last night.
But
and she was driving, so she wasn't 100% sure she would be here today.
Okay.
Well, I came prepared to chair, so
that's
we can
fine.
Carry on. So, shall we call to order?
Yes.
I don't know what time it is. Not the time.
It's 9.
Right at 9.
And so, I'm a stickler for sticking to the agenda, so first we'll have public comment. Are you considered public?
I probably am, but
probably.
I have no comment.
But you can tell us who you are and why
okay.
you're here.
I'm Ted Smith, and I'm the interim city manager, so I've been making an effort to get to all the committees, at least one meeting or more of all the committees that are set up by city resolution, and also to thank you guys for all your work.
Mm. And why don't you may not know everybody at the table.
I don't.
So we can introduce ourselves.
Actually, you're the only one I haven't met.
Oh, Mary Peterson.
Mary, nice to meet you. I'm Ted.
Okay. And are you going to stay for the meeting?
I am going to stay. I have a meeting with library supervisors at 10, so if you are still meeting at that time, then I'll be leaving.
You'll be departing. Okay. Thank you for coming today, Ted. Agenda item 3, which baffled me, but I didn't know we were charging people to come and talk to us, but apparently now we're going to consider not. No. The concept of free discussion.
You have to pay to say something.
Well, I have no idea what this means. So.
Seriously?
Well, I mean, I've missed the last two meetings.
Oh, well, I was just going to explain to you.
Please, Wyma.
Take you at your word. I think this goes back to people wanting to donate art and saying, well, you should use this sculptor because he's free. I believe that's what it goes back to. What does free really mean? Is it free or does it entail maintenance and acceptance and all sorts of other things?
Okay.
What is really free?
Okay.
I don't know that we should discuss that with such a small group, though. Do you think? Mm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
I feel like it's almost... I agree with you about the group size, but I also feel like it's probably a discussion that might want to come up when there is something on the table.
Right. Well, there's that.
We've discussed it already some.
And there's some of that is actually covered.
That's what I was going to say.
Document.
When we went, and we are going to look at that today, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, request to the committee. And by the way, can I just back up a little bit? Aren't we supposed to approve minutes?
That's what I was thinking.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, thank you for bringing that up. I left that off the agenda.
Well, I got up early this morning and read everything, so I want to act like I'm actually prepared.
Okay,
right.
So, I'm
looking here and I'm saying,
Did
everyone have a chance to review the minutes from the last meeting? And if so, do you have any adjustments, revisions? Yes.
I have a question on the second page, that big giant paragraph down near the bottom where it says Braves suggested. And
where is that? Oh.
That's right. Uh-huh. I don't know. Braves suggested and purchased, commissioned, and amount paid to this section. I'm not sure what that sentence is saying.
To add more things to the...
Maybe it's supposed to be add?
Whoa. I don't know.
Oh, Braves is about...
That's Cindy who was here last meeting.
Right.
And purchased.
I just don't understand. I think something's got a little...
Suggested items to be included...
He suggested to add purchase. Yeah, you're right. I think it's just a typo. It should be add.
Suggested to add.
Yeah, you're in the right spot.
Okay.
Yeah, suggested to add purchase
items
commission.
Such as?
Comma, amount paid, something. I'm not sure.
Right.
What if I just, because Cindy was there, I'll just leave a note. What does this mean? And ask her to clarify that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And then I see the next very
the
next
sentence
line.
Is a little got a little issue too.
Suggested,
and then under the value
see
section.
See what happens when you're not here.
Where was I?
I don't remember. But
the value section.
I vaguely remember that we were going to have revised
inventory update too, but maybe I'm mistaken.
For today's discussion?
Yeah.
It was postponed from this meeting.
I thought I put that out here.
No, it's all requested.
Oh, it's over there. That hasn't been distributed yet.
Do you want this?
Oh, it's right here.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody has one in front of them.
Except me.
And me.
And Mary.
I don't have one.
And Judy.
You've got one.
It's this document
right.
that we don't right. have.
And oh, that one I have. Yeah, I have that.
Okay.
Do you pass that around? No, yeah. I don't have that.
And when we get to that, I have a suggestion.
There's a copy coming around.
So let me get this straight, Judy, I think. The committee suggests, and it should be suggested, that under the value section, I don't know.
You add gifted or donated.
Yeah.
Because it was valued
add gifted or donated.
With boxes checked in a space for purchase price or value. Yeah, because when it's donated, it's just sort of suggested value. And when it's purchased, there's a true value.
Then
so you need to
at
know,
least an amount of money.
There's a few little...
you need to know which one it is.
Mm-hmm. And then
the other thing was, is up here a ways, there was something about having just a basic numbering system so you could refer to a piece and not have to go by the artist or
there's a numbering system regarding the pictures.
Guys, an inventory need to have number, a numbering yeah. system for the pieces that would
thinking?
Correspond with the database.
An inventory number.
Right.
And wouldn't the inventory number be included in the form?
Yeah. Right. It was like we thought about up in the right
you know, just as an easy way to access it without having to go to the
so you know this is
and the then artist
and the pictures numbers would correspond with
right
the paper.
And there will be other ways to access the data on the database, but this is an easy way. Like that one's entered, that one's entered
exactly, right. and to match them up, make sure you're
use the date. Okay, I'm just going to interject here. In my reading of the minutes, there was a comment that the person who is going to be creating the database is going to be getting together with someone else, and then they
make suggestions.
And then they were going to take the suggestions and our form and make as much sense of it as they could.
Right.
And who are the people?
It'll be Richard, our IT person with the city, and
Bob Berman,
who does IT for a lot.
What happened was Richard said he's not sure why he would be involved in that, and we can discuss that when we get down to that point.
Okay.
But
I have a question about that too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get there. But okay, so we're at
we're still going through the minutes.
I have a question about it. Says this item under concept of free discussion. This item was tabled until the next meeting, as Wine and Rogers went to Sunday to attend today's. That's true. I wasn't there, but I'm not is that right? They just
they
tabled
wanted
this?
Your input?
Where are you?
Somehow it got
right
associated with you.
Oh, go to the first page.
Well,
page.
The very first
on
time.
The first page, the middle of the page.
The concept of free discussion.
The very first time it was on the agenda, I had requested it to be on the agenda.
Okay.
And I guess it's identified with me now, so I guess that's all right. But I just was questioning it. I can't see why you couldn't discuss it without me. It was more that I was interested in it happening.
I see.
That we have the discussion.
Also, the consent calendar has no person who made the motion or second.
Oh, she didn't get that filled in, did she?
I don't know if I got moved out anything or not.
Well, Cindy probably has it.
Okay.
She was just going to fill it in. And
Yeah.
Well, you're a hard act to follow, Peggy, so I think...
Yeah.
This is good.
Okay.
So, can I have a motion to approve the minutes as revised by the comments made here to four?
I so move.
Thank you. And a second.
Second.
Thank you. So?
You need a vote.
Oh, we need a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Well, I might suggest to you that if you see other issues with the minutes, just email them to me. And that way we don't have to spend any more time on them.
Excellent. Okay, so item number three on today's agenda, we're going to table that till we have more people here. Is that what we've agreed?
I think so.
Okay, so number four, sculpture donation. Does somebody want to give us something?
I think that's Catherine's.
Catherine's.
That's all the right. thing. It's hard without Catherine.
Yeah. Well, tell me about it. Already I want to run out of the room. No. Number four, shall we table that until Catherine can participate
yes.
with us?
Yes.
Excellent. Number five, public art inventory update. And we have begun that discussion more
right.
or less. But we will break. Of course, my memory span is about... It's gnat size today. What did you say that we were going to include in this?
This what I right. heard was an inventory number up at the top.
Yes, yeah, so right. in numbering
And then
system.
Under value, there's going to be That's two boxes for That's purchased or donated so that we would know.
We had, Judy and I had started the inventory. We just did.
Oh, these, here's an example.
Mm-hmm, these three items and... Because I wasn't able to attend the meeting and Judy had given hers to me, you weren't able to see them. But we did. We filled these in and thereby came up with, I think, a couple of the suggestions. Mm-hmm. And you can see question marks where
right.
some things
Artist
we would
contact.
Have to...
Yeah.
I would think in our inventory, initially, mm-hmm. we would go through and fill in what's available and then later...
Backfill.
Try to go
yes,
back
start
and
dig.
Get,
right,
yeah.
exactly.
And try to keep this, keep them filled in fully on current items that are coming in, like the sculpture that's to be donated
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that we didn't talk about today. Also, on the database related to that, Sally had mentioned that she thought we could use Access, and that there, and I like Access, and do you?
I don't, I've never used it. I've
Could you explain what it is for those of us who may not know?
It's a, it's just a database of, it's what is it called, a relational database.
Okay. I know it's real flexible.
So it's a Microsoft product.
It's got, it's laid out with fields, and if you fill it in accordingly, you can pretty much index it by or report by any of those fields.
I see.
And you don't have to know much to do it. Well, some people think it's, I learned it from the library staff because they were using it. And I don't know if they still use it for purchasing. Probably not. They've probably gone on to something.
Yeah, we use it. We still use it for mailing lists and things like that.
Do you?
And we still use it for, Kay still uses it for her book purchases.
She
things
does.
She's purchasing when she's expecting them to arrive. That way she can search by what books are due to arrive in March.
Yeah.
Or in February or whatever.
Cause
so she can search any field.
Any field any is searchable, which makes it nice.
That's
it is nice.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the program has already been purchased by the city.
We have it as, it's a part of our Microsoft
it's
suite.
It's a part of your suite,
yeah.
so.
So whoever this Berman is, we should really talk to Sally, I think, because she was the one who wanted to look into that, into the use of...
Pretty much and pretty much any computer that has a Microsoft Office on it has Access.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't know if this is the point where we should talk about the database, or maybe we should get this form finished first and then
right,
talk
and
about
I
the
see
database.
This.
But I want to make sure, Wyma, this, am I supposed to keep this?
No.
Okay.
That's just an example, so you could look at what we did that day, and if it suggested anything to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think that your comment about...
Have not been included.
You know, using this form, we'll add the inventory number at the top, using this form for a while, and then once it's worked with, we'll be able to edit it later, but also... on a go-forward basis, we should document everything new that comes in.
Absolutely.
And backfill when we can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just what you
makes
think.
Makes sense, absolutely.
Right. Absolutely
so
makes sense.
I just don't want to keep that accidentally.
Right.
And if I may comment, I understand the value is an important item. Excuse me. Yeah. Go ahead, Mary.
I'm just going to say that there were no updates to the form.
Right.
I thought it had been updated, but...
exactly the same.
Not since last meeting when we discussed it more, so.
My impression was that we were going to turn that over to Berman and the city person. They were going to take, from my reading of the minutes, they were going to take our information and start to create something so that they would be able to show us.
Well, and then I think we can create that database easily. I mean, now that I said that, I'm terrified.
No, well, be careful what you say.
Judy's going to do it.
That's the warm body that's going to be sitting
there. I mean, we can do that. Don't worry. We'll do it.
Okay. Like, on these two, one of them says installation date 6/15/93 because we had that information.
Right.
We got it from a list.
I was just starting to.
The other one says pre-2001.
Right.
Because that's all we knew.
Right. So I was going to comment that as we are doing the backfill procedure and going through and looking at things, that we give ourselves some latitude in regard to completing every single field. For example, the value. It may be known, it may not be known. It could take some time to make phone calls to say, do you, you know, hello Pam, the one I'm looking at. Do you remember the painting you gave us? And what value would you put on it? And it was 20 years ago, and you know. So we don't stress ourselves out too much in the backfill. Certainly, henceforth, as we get new items in, every item should be filled out.
Yeah.
Because we've designated these as important pieces of information. But
I would agree with that. And I also think that we need to get this form approved and that concept approved so that all the departments participate. In other words, if they have a piece of art that's coming to them, well, it should go through this committee, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, we can talk about that,
this form,
Ted, at our next department head meeting, that if there are any pieces of art that any department is aware of having ready to be donated or offered, then it should come to this group.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how else we would monitor that.
See,
unless it came through, you know, unless the department heads were just aware of that.
It would be a nice thing for a department head anyway, I think, because if you want to accept it, you can let that be known. But if you're thinking, I don't know, at least it's off your back. You
and know, I think I think the department heads would love that someone else can just handle it. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, here you go. Yeah, I mean, I think... I think that would be welccomed. I don't think there's...
Yeah, in terms of acceptance.
Yeah.
No, I think that it would be a massive relief.
I do, too.
But I'm also thinking it would be good if they have someone in their department who could do an inventory of art.
Of the existing art.
Yeah. And give it to us, and we can take it from there if they had copies of this.
Well,
as soon as you finish that up, I know we can do that at the library. I don't know if...
And the library, and we could do it here, too, because we essentially have one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
so
you
those
guys
are the
do
standing
it.
Buildings.
I can get it done.
Rec Center.
It may not be quick, but I can do it.
Visual Arts Center
has some.
So what we can do, Ted, maybe is take this form once it's finalized, which hopefully after today... We'll amend it today, and then we can distribute it to the department heads, and we can then inventory what we have, and then turn it into to you and Sally and Judy.
That would be a big help, because I got the list from lists from Ted and from Peggy, you know, and we looked at those, and in some cases they had a lot of information. Some they didn't. In some cases, the actual item got mixed up with the wrong name, or, you know, it's the kind of thing that can happen in a database.
Yeah.
And I just happened to know that because I was involved in it and looked at it and said, that's this and this is that.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I think Access is going to assign a number. Isn't it? We may not need to do an inventory.
I don't know
number.
The answer to that, but if it does, then we won't add this inventory number to the top. We'll try to establish that database before, and if you want to give me a copy of one of those before you leave today, I'll enter it.
Yeah, I had, I, I, I had intended to leave this for you to copy for the group the last time, and I don't know what happened, but at any rate, it didn't happen. I thought I'd given a copy already. I'm only giving you that one because it'll copy better than the pencil.
So before you leave this meeting, I will make a copy of it and then give this back to you.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, that's what you want.
Right.
Now, do we need department on here?
Assign an inventory number.
Department meaning where it is?
Yeah.
Well, department meaning who's responsible for it?
Well, would the...
Or does the building take care of that?
Would the location take care of that?
Okay. Yeah, that's what, it's a question. For example, I know that there's something that belongs to the Performing Arts Center that's on the wall out there.
Oh, so
it's on loan, sort of.
So, Wyman, did it, just as we're talking about this, did it go originally to the Performing Arts Center? It was shown there, or they decided to move it here?
It's part of their collection from the Watercolor Society. Uh-huh. Every year they get the winner of that, and it's some national thing, and it was donated years ago.
Okay.
Frank liked the idea of a revolving loan to different buildings that didn't have much art in it. And when he first brought this over to City Hall,
Mary's
thinking of a suggestion, but finish what you were saying, Marma.
When he first brought this over to City Hall, there wasn't much art. You know, it was before the art was installed in the building, and he kept changing it every month or so. And then this one was just left here, and it was no longer changed. Mm-hmm. But the Performing Arts Center has a lot of those watercolors. They don't have room to show them all.
Yeah.
So I think the thought was, why not spread them around?
Mm-hmm. You know what I was thinking when you're talking about perhaps on the top line where we have location?
Mm-hmm.
If we would add location/department, we could do that. But my understanding was that this wasn't just for city-owned art, but for art that is out in the public. For example, murals on sides of buildings and that sort of thing.
Right.
But, I mean, we could still put department there, I suppose, or I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's a thought. I mean, I don't know that anyone... I mean, when I think of it now, I think, does anyone really care? But on the other hand, at some point, somebody might, because that's the winner of a certain year of the Watercolor Society. So I think that ultimately it will include other art, but not for a long time.
Right.
Because this is a lot of work
just to do this.
Mm-hmm. What's city art.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about if we put location/department?
It's fine with me.
Right.
And one thing I'm thinking of,
as long as whoever's using this farm, assuming it'll exist after our existence, understands what that means and where that comes from, because that could...
Responsible city department? Owning city department? I don't know. Tad, you're the city manager. What do you think?
I was thinking, you know, since this is... I went back, if it's just, we're just dealing with city-owned art right now... you know, the city department would work. Because you don't want to have it. We have to fill in this. We have to fill in this access database, and we don't. You know, if you type in something this long,
you don't see it all.
It really messes up the fields. It's just like working with an Excel spreadsheet. In that the longer your entry, you know the.
And that would be good because we could just put something like City Hall, Library. Rec Center.
The one thing I'm thinking about, though, when we are talking about the different departments in our parks.
That's right.
I mean, I think of the benches at Nye Beach and stuff, which I love them, and they're a piece of art, but is that a park or is that how do we clarify?
Yeah.
Well, I think city department as a separate field might be good. It's not always going to be filled in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes the responsible department is different.
And so when you say responsible, what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I mean they're responsible for maintenance.
Maintenance of it, okay.
Like the bronze down at Literacy Park. That's in Literacy Park, but that's the library's park.
Yeah,
we take care of that bronze.
It was donated to the library for the park.
Okay.
And like in front of the rec center, there's a sculpture there, too.
Another one.
Right.
Because the department will probably stay the same, but the location may change. So if we have the location as a separate field, then we can update it.
Very good.
Right. So we can find it. That's what I thought you meant.
Exactly.
Responsible was it? Who's got the painting?
You know? Yeah, I'll do it like that.
That's interesting.
That's how I interpreted what you were saying.
So what I am hearing is we'll have location, and then I'll add a space right here for city department.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I heard, I think, earlier was the inventory number, the inventory number, period, regardless of whether it's assigned by access, will go on the sheet just for cross-check. And then down here where it says value, we'll put over here a box for purchase and a box for donated.
Right.
So that could be just something.
So somebody can just check.
There's a few other things listed in here, too, and I'll take a look and see if I can...
Will you let me know that later?
There was one thing that we talked about, Judy, and that was who filled out this form.
Yes, and that's on here, too.
That's in the minutes.
Okay, so we need to add...
Inventory by...
A date it was filled out, and who did the inventory.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
Inventory. Yes.
Most all of that is in here. I think you just didn't realize that was...
Right, because they just printed it up.
Okay,
I got it.
Yeah. We realized that somebody might look at that and say, well, how did they know that? Well, who filled this out? You know, that's the first thing you think if you think something's wrong.
Well,
who did this?
Right. You know? And the more information, the better, I think. And like we've agreed, if it's already in our inventory, we'll do the best we can. Because I don't want to saddle whoever is going to volunteer or, you know, have this as part of their thing that they do for the city with too much
ultimately,
craziness.
Yeah, I think ultimately it'll have to be a city staff person who's in charge of it.
Yes. Here going forward or in the past?
Soon as we get it in. I think a city staff person should probably enter it into the database responsible for maintaining the database.
Yes.
I'd be happy to help, but you have no way to come back to me and make me accountable.
I agree. I was talking about whoever's going around with a clipboard looking at the
notes. That's what we've got down here, inventory.
Is the city employee is the person who's going to enter it, so it's all consistent. But what about who's going around with the sheets and doing the inventory? Who would that be?
Well, a number of people.
I would
could
hope.
Could be some of us.
You know, this
could
three,
be.
Yeah.
You've got a group of volunteers right now, Wyma and Judy and Sally.
Sally. Okay.
We've begun the process, and mostly just so we could see what we've got and where we can.
How it works and the
how
form.
How big it is and the form. But, but we probably won't inventory the whole of the city. I mean, getting the department heads involved and having a staff person, I think, would be a big help.
If they have
the form to work from.
Okay, right. Like I said, if we start with the buildings, art that's located in the buildings, that'll be a really good basis to work from.
And the sculptures that are outside, you know, the rec center and the park that you mentioned and so on. And I think... Well, departments are going to, you know, if you have, these forms were always going to be filled out by different people. Mm-hmm. And it's never going to be necessarily the people like us who thought up the form and so on. So somebody needs to be responsible for looking at it and saying, oh, that doesn't make sense, or I don't understand that.
Well, it occurs to me that can be a process in the moment, because we will have people filling these out. These forms are going to come to one or a few of us, and we'll see where there's blanks or question
marks.
We can do
that initially.
Okay. You know, as they're coming through, we'll be like, oh, people don't understand what we mean by media. I'm just choosing
I'm thinking
that.
Of something, another thing, though. Not what's written on the form, but how it's filled out.
Oh, the information
so
that's
given. Yeah. I'm in City Hall, and I fill this out, and I put that painting out there, you know, as City Hall. It's our responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's not. But it actually belongs to the Performing Arts Center. So somehow we need to just have a check for accuracy.
Oh,
I don't think there's any one person who knows everything. But I think, you know, if maybe if this group could look through.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. If the committee reviews them.
Before they're entered or somehow or right after.
But you guys are so knowledgeable on so much of this stuff around here that.
Well, among us, we know more certainly than any one of us.
Right.
Do you guys care if I interject something right here?
Please.
I do not want to volunteer until I talk to my staff, but if you want consistency in entering things, and if you want, basically what we're doing here is cataloging.
Data collection.
Yep, and if you want consistency and all that, it would make the most sense for my library staff to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do the actual.
Yes, it would.
I'm afraid you're right.
You know, I mean, because not only do we have the ability to do it in a database, we may be able to catalog it on our, you know, in our system, and that way, mm-hmm. We may. And I don't want to get too far ahead of the game, but we actually do have the ability. I just don't know how much time we have to put pictures of the art in the database so that patrons can pull them up and see them.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Online.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a separate catalog.
There's certainly
it would be, but we, you know,
portion.
But we can certainly work with the Access database. We do it all the time. Our catalogers work with Access all the time.
There's a comfort and familiarity.
Yeah, there's no teaching going on. I mean, we can just do it.
And are you... Are you also offering to gather the data on pieces of
We'll gather the data at the library.
Right.
What I'm hearing is you want it all to come back here to make sure that we don't have pieces hanging on our wall that actually are owned by
somebody else. And there's just interpretation. I mean, I chose media because it was the shortest mm-hmm. word on the form, but also because somebody may call something a painting and another may call it a collage.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be getting a person's interpretation. Hopefully the title of the art is pretty clear and we'll get that, or who the artist is. That should be clear. But there's some things on here that may be open to interpretation.
Can I ask also then that before something would come over to the library, that there's some box on there that says it has been check
committee approved
so that things don't start showing up over there and we put it in and it turns
and
out that
like,
it wasn't
what?
Approved and how'd that get
who
there?
Did this?
Reviewed by?
Yeah, that's what I was going to be thinking too.
Reviewed by art committee, just to check?
Yeah.
So here's, I think that would be awesome, Ted, if they could do that.
Gosh, yeah.
We're doing hundreds of these things a week and putting these in. You know, interspersing this with our workflow should be something we can work at.
Well,
you know, there'll be an initial big batch because we've got a whole lot
to inventory,
to catch up
but
on
to
after we get
it
that
coming
done.
Into the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a blip. It'll be a blip.
So
and
here,
if we think we're persnickety about that
that's
sort
what
of
I'm
thing,
saying.
Filling out fields,
if things aren't consistent, they'll just, you know, they
that's
will.
I'll kick it back out.
They'll kick it back out and say, clear this up. Because
that's good, though.
I like that check, double check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I do, too.
So what if at the next meeting of this group, we bring to you, like, I'll try to get this sheet filled out for the work in City Hall, for each piece in City Hall, and bring it to you, so you'll have something to review and bless, and then we have it to forward on to the library.
And they can start with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they at least can even take a look at it and say, yeah, we can do this.
Peggy, did you say that you would be willing to set up the categories in that
database? Well, I think that they're going to be the very categories that are on
that
here.
That are here.
And
mm-hmm.
I think
so then
if we're going to do it, just let us set
it
up.
Okay, so we'll just send a batch to you and you'll do the process. Okay.
I think that the library staff would be responsible then for
updating?
Well, for tags that are common to the, in other words, that you don't say watercolor one time and watercolor painting the next. Or
yeah, and see, what they'll want to do is they'll want to establish very quickly, and I think if we let them work on it, you know, a common language,
right.
So
yes.
that exactly that kind of thing works. Is it watercolor? Is it watercolor / something else?
Mm.
So
consist of, right, text for it.
Would this database be view accessible on, like, the City of Newport website?
That was,
so
well,
someone from someplace else could say,
maybe.
I'd like to see that picture of so-and-so's that I know is in Newport.
Well, see, if we cataloged it and put it on our system, it would be, and we had a, you know, we had one of the subject entries was City of Newport / Public Art, or Public Art / City of Newport, and somebody searched it that way, then it would pull it up, tell it where it's at, and that's what I'm saying, show a quick picture. But that's a lot further down the road this initial inventory, because somebody has to go take a picture, and we have to...
And we charge about up to four, or somebody charged about up to four.
Yeah.
With a limit of four.
One of the things that, one of the concerns that I have with making it accessible to the public, which I would love to do because people might want to look at it, but I really am concerned about putting the value out there, because we don't have a great deal of security here.
In a lot of our buildings. The other thing is whether or not we have the right, I mean, it's sitting in a building, yes, but once we put a photograph online, there may be, I don't know if there'd be some copyright issues, or
because somebody might,
well, like, the artist, you mean?
No,
if
it's
somebody
no.
might
an issue.
The
somebody
art
might
that
make
we commission, like it.
The art that we commission belongs to the city.
If it belongs to us, then we don't have any problem.
What
if
it
but
gifted?
I don't know that that's true for all of the,
for the
other
gifts.
Things. Well, for the library, they have to fill out a form, a donation form, right?
Yeah.
They still have that. And City Hall has all of these contractual forms, but beyond that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And just the issue of purchased or on loan. If it's on loan, can we put? But perhaps if you don't mind, I'm looking at Ted's clock here.
You're right.
Oh, good. Thank you, because I wasn't.
He was having.
And that's a. It's an important thing to discuss, but maybe not today.
Yeah. It's a future. Part of the future thing.
So do we feel comfortable enough with this discussion, the details that we've considered today, to have Peggy go ahead and use the form as revised through comments and last meeting month's minutes? Let's do this in two separate motions. So we approve the form as revised.
Okay.
I move that we approve the form as revised.
Thank you. Wyma, is there a second?
Second.
And shall we vote?
I have a question.
Okay.
This is not the revised one, though.
No, it is not.
So
is this thing...
It's once we get all of these things in it, right?
The words that I could have added was as revised by today's discussion and last month's meeting minutes.
Just making sure.
I started to say that, but it was too hard.
Well, you did good.
Thank you. Does that cover your concerns?
Absolutely.
Julie? All right. So let's vote to approve this form with all those other words that I said.
Aye.
All in favor. All in favor.
Aye.
Okay. And shall we make a motion? Will someone make a motion to give Peggy the go-ahead to start using the form to inventory the art that is existing now in City Hall?
And I so move.
Thank you. Mary, second.
Second.
Judy, seconds. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Judy, did you say
I
yes?
I said aye. Pirate aye or something.
So we're not going to ask, just my understanding, we won't be asking any other departments to do anything yet.
Yet.
Right.
Until
no.
we've got what Peggy's done.
Right.
We look it over.
And we're going to
float it.
They try to set up the whole thing.
And at the next meeting.
I'll bring the forms.
Filled out forms so that we can start to see if there are glitches. So it'll be the yet again another step in the process. Mm-hmm. Okay? Good. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's move on to the next
So let me just say we have maybe...
You guys can meet as long as you want.
Using your arm right
okay,
now.
22.
We have 50 minutes left. So 50, 5-0, don't we? 30 and 20? Don't we meet till 10:30?
You can meet as long as you want.
Oh, we can. All right, so we'll just go down the list. Next is request to committee form, and we should all have one of those available to us.
I don't have a revised one, probably because I wasn't at the last meeting.
How about this?
I do have
now
a revised
you have one. But you didn't have a chance to look it over. So if you haven't had a chance to look it over, take a minute. Again, I just want to pat myself on the back that I did it before the meeting today. Just saying.
I've got three copies of it now. Estimated value, installation cost. I'm just looking to see if it has what we had asked.
I think he updated it. Our request to committee. Here we go.
Where does it?
I don't know.
Where does the upkeep
under
cost?
Estimated value.
It is item number. Oh,
it
13.
Should be,
describe how the artwork will be maintained, including the methods and techniques of maintenance, the maintenance plan, the estimated cost, and how the maintenance will be kind. I think we covered. I mean, when I read that, I went, "Wow."
Right. Number five was supposed to say
aspects.
Estimated finished value.
Okay. Boy, I'm a little confused by number 12.
Okay.
But let's do hers first.
All
I
right.
guess.
789. Something on the side of number 14 would have maintenance to be removed. Oh, they moved them around. Okay,
yes.
Right.
I think Peggy put it into an organized. She organized it.
So the flow was better.
I don't know.
Well, I do know that that's where I stopped reading. Number 5 becomes 11, and number 12 becomes 7, and yeah.
I think that number 5 probably works where it is, because it's...
It just fits
there a little bit better. But are all the other changes from the last meeting included in here?
Well, on number 6 and number 13, there's a little overlap.
6 and 13?
Is that intentional?
Well, no, this is maintenance, and that's the original.
Any special treatments, coatings? Oh, I see. Okay, already applied. Thank you.
They do ask for contact information on, which one was that? Number?
It's towards the end, I think.
On the name of the property
number.
Owner. So they want, there's an address, but they want...
The committee would like contact information.
Including phone numbers. So we need to add phone.
Yeah.
Where
it's
do you
on
see
there.
This?
No, where
the
is
bottom.
It?
No, that's the
that's
person. No,
that's the submitting.
No, the property owner. The property owner is number 10. And there's no contact. I mean, you got his name and address, but you don't have a phone number.
But so is everybody fine with number 5 saying estimated finished value?
Yes.
Okay. And then number 10 will add a phone. And then...
Looks like number 12 needs the between change and appearance. Should it be change in appearance or change appearance?
Describe how the...
Change your appearance.
My appearance, my sight might change.
Describe how the appearance of the artwork might change over time. Is that what is
we're
meant
talking about?
Like
patina?
If it was copper, would there be
patina? We're talking about murals that fade.
Right.
That's how
it's on number 8. It says add physical address.
Okay, number 8.
Yeah.
Instead of a location, it should say provide physical address at which the artwork will be installed. Okay.
If there is one, you know, because addresses usually have to do with
buildings, and what if it's in the middle of a park?
Well, then there's two lines here.
Yeah.
So that somebody can say, right, you know, down
oh, okay,
on the
so it could be location slash address.
We have a disappearing painting in number 12.
Where, Wima?
Well, this is, you know, describe how the artwork might change appearance over time. It's clear that we need it, but it does sound kind of
yeah.
funny.
Well, could that some of the answer,
well, tomorrow. The answer might be it won't.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if it's a painting, we don't want it to change.
And this does.
Can we finish with number 8? Because provide a location
or physical
or physical address.
Mm-hmm.
We can.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
And then, okay, we need the wordsmith number 12. How about that?
Okay.
Oh, you can do that, though. You know.
What was the intention of that?
How about if slash how?
No, truly, I want to know what the intention
yeah.
of that was.
Well, like Mary said, if you have a bronze and it changes patina over time, I think that's what that must mean, right?
But won't we expect it to?
Well, it makes you think about what might happen to this piece. What if it's the sculpture by the side of the pack?
Okay.
Are we going to be oiling it, or is the artist going to be oiling it, or does he want it to not be oiled? Does he want it to get weathered? If you have a watercolor and it's sitting where it's getting direct sun from a window, is
it
going to fade?
Well, maybe it's part of 13 then.
Oh, maybe.
Well, the maintenance definitely is part of 13, but if you want that specifically to be, if you want to know how a piece might look differently from when it's installed to a year later or 10 years later, I guess that's what that, yeah. that is.
And the artist might, a sculptor, the artist might want it to rust and he might not want maintenance done on it.
Right.
So that it doesn't rust, those kind of things.
Maybe it should be a question. Will appearance of the art change over time in part of 13? So it's a suggested part of that.
Or what is the expected change in appearance or something? Yeah.
As just part of 13?
It sounds more like an intention. What is the artist's intention?
Right.
I mean, I guess you could say, is the appearance of the artwork intended to change over time?
Yeah, that's a good.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
And put it as part of 13. I think standing by itself, it's confusing.
I agree with that. Maybe we could have 13 or 12A and 12B.
Something
you
like
know,
that.
Instead yeah. and move the numbers down. Because if the answer is the appearance meant to change, or not uh-huh. change, then tell us how it's to be maintained. So uh-huh.
So
I agree with that.
Put them together. But
so 13 will now become 12, and 12A will read what's there as 13 currently, and 12B will be, is the appearance of the artwork intended to change over time?
Can we go A, B?
Yeah.
Is it intended?
Oh, you want it reversed.
Right. Is it intended to change over time?
Yeah. Okay, got it.
No, then how are we supposed to keep it?
Okay.
Or should we just not touch it?
I think that works because if it's a print, well, I don't know about the Giclée prints, but in the past, you know, you kept them out of bright sunlight, just as an example, because mm-hmm. otherwise they would fade.
Right. Absolutely.
Pretty quickly, and so that's something that maybe just should be as part of this. Maybe mm-hmm. some of the Japanese things that we have, I don't know if they're color fast.
I doubt they are.
Yeah, they're silk, I think.
Yeah, they are.
But if they're under glass, I mean, there's certain glasses that...
Some of them are under glass, not all of them.
Right.
I just bring it up as
but that would be part of... Right,
yeah.
That would be part of what they would right. say. I'm giving you this painting, but you're in charge of framing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm giving you this print, and, you know, part of the, you know, the installation would be making sure it's framed with museum-quality glass so it doesn't mm-hmm. fade.
Yeah,
something like that. So that gives that the artist or the intended.
Do I need to read? Huh?
Yeah, and then you got to renumber them.
Well, just 13, at the end.
Well,
14, 15.
So what's going to be 13 now?
This is going to be 13.
Right, I've got
will
this
be
is 12.
Described
and there's 12A, 12B, and yeah, they'll
and
all be renumbered.
Then on the right. Next page, 15, yeah. 14 becomes 13.
Right.
There's a couple of things in our minutes, too, that
are
not
hang
on
here.
Let's
sorry. Finish the numbering. You got the rest of
yeah.
it, Peggy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Judy.
I'm just reading the minutes from our discussion.
Right.
It says, after some discussion was decided, the number 14 would have maintenance be removed and number 14 become number 10. Did that happen then?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
And then on number 7, who will add the, install the artwork...
Well, let's
there's a whole bunch of that stuff,
oh,
anyway.
Oh, there's another one.
There are others.
Add who will
yeah.
install the artwork.
There's a bunch
seven.
Of them in there that we haven't. That's
well,
not
an installation should probably come earlier than this. Let's
oh, wait here.
You've number got 7 does talk about how it's mounted, but it doesn't say
in, yeah,
who.
It's
who. Is, cause
yeah. Okay, so 14 could probably who. Be part of 7. The current 14, yeah,
oh,
the new 14.
proposed assistance.
Let's not renumber. Let's not
Peggy
renumber.
Yeah.
Don't
different.
Number them until we're
yeah,
all done.
Yeah, I think it's a little too different.
But I think that what I just heard you say is that what is on this draft as number 7, we need to add who will install the artwork.
Well, then it's reiterated. Well, maybe not.
Because the property owner is different than...
Well, I think 14 needs to be part of 7. It's confusing to have
the,
them separated.
Yeah.
Like
where
that.
Is 14?
It's
okay.
It's the 13.
Yeah. So you think... I know. Because
I'm confused.
I've already renumbered them.
Well, I was going to say, that's
oh,
not
so,
numbered.
So switch
done.
This one over
okay.
to after... So
move
scribe
14,
the method.
So move
who's going to do it? Do you want
to
assistance?
After 7.
Yeah. So maybe that becomes 8. And then all the numbers switch again.
Okay, so move that to number 8.
Nice meeting
you
all.
Thank you, Ted.
Ted, are you going to lay that on the library staff?
Yeah, actually,
okay.
I'm going to go talk to them.
Thanks a bunch. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
I think they'll
tell
be happy
them,
to do it.
Tell them the request comes with our eternal gratitude.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, so number...
I'll drop Boyma's name and they'll
yeah,
be
right.
more than happy.
Oh, yeah. See you,
so
Ted.
Number 14 is
well,
now going to be number 8. Yeah. And I'll renumber everything after
uh-huh.
we're done.
Right. But basically, we're creating categories. There's
mm-hmm.
there's a what is it?
Right.
There's a you know installation questions. There's location questions, and then there's you know maintenance questions.
Okay. So do you still want the existing number 7 to say? Who will install the artwork?
Describe the method, da 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 da
da.
Yeah,
I think so.
And
yeah.
You say who will install and then will assistance be needed?
And number 9 is we're supposed to add who will be responsible for paying for the installation.
Okay.
So again, maybe what we need are little categories.
Right, you're right. Right.
You know, so we're not swimming, so people aren't like, didn't I answer this question already?
So installation.
Well, and
is
not
a
only
category.
That, if we switch proposed assistance over to here, the next item was include a project budget. And then that's kind of hanging out there all by itself.
I think project budget and mock-up at the end
are fine.
Is fine.
Okay.
I think that those two are standalones. Hello.
Hello.
Did you want to
well,
share
I
something?
These were the corrected forms. I don't know that.
Oh, you just used the one you sent to me. So
this, I thought this was what I had sent to you.
No,
so
but anyway.
Do you want me to make copies? Would it make?
Well, I don't think at this point it will help because
okay.
We already
wrote all
okay.
the
draft.
We've done all
have
a whole new set of revisions.
Thanks, Cindy.
Huh?
That's what happened to
those copies
I left from 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And then we also, I'm just looking at
so the first 3 questions are intent. It's asking where the artist is coming from. Okay?
Yes.
And then we have project schedule, value, description. So the next 3 have to do with details about the project.
Mm-hmm.
And then, starting with 7, we have installation issues. Where, how, who, how much. And then starting with 11, I'm going on the very old numbers, we have maintenance.
Right.
Anticipated life, how's it going to appear, da-da-da-da, through 13. So the issues brought up in 14 have to do with the installation.
Right.
No, it has to do with
whether they
all the different parts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maintenance.
See?
And siding.
See, so we could either leave that separate.
Or we could just pull out maintenance and stick it over there.
That's what it said from our minutes.
Is that what it said to do?
The thing is, this one is asking
whether
you want anything
from
the city.
At the end of each section, we could say, what is it you expect from the city?
Right.
We could ask the same question 3 times.
Right. What assistance
development,
do you expect, what maintenance
installation,
do you expect,
and maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
If we could even make the sections. You know, make the sections and go
and
1, 2, 3.
Right.
Next section 1, 2, 3. Next section
or
1, 2,
5,
3.
5, 6, 7.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
So here is what I have.
I have a clean one. You want to?
Well, I don't know. I think I might need this.
All right, Penny, go ahead.
After the initial top piece, then there's the intent. That's one section.
That's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
That's intent.
And then right before number 4 would be details.
Mm-hmm. Oh, project schedule, estimated value, description.
And then right before number 7, we have installation. And then right before number 11, we have maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that right before number 13 is other or something. Because what this is...
No, that's maintenance. 13's maintenance.
Oh, that 13.
Yeah, that 13.
Oh.
The other 13.
Okay, well, this is the one where she was saying that we should have perhaps after each section, so after intent... Is there anything assistance you want?
Yeah, I got that.
After...
So we'll just put this after each section.
Right.
With the appropriate...
Every section.
With the appropriate
and
fabrication.
And on before 14...
Or 15 on our numbering.
On the old one.
Yeah.
So before this, what would this section be called? Additional information?
Project details.
Well, we have a thing called details.
Oh, we do. Oh, no, intent. Oh, yeah, we do.
We
have
intent. We have details. We have installation. We have maintenance. And then we have
vision or something.
I'm going to suggest that 15 and 16 be put at the beginning, and that rather than calling it intent, we call it proposal overview.
Oh,
so you've got a proposal summary. Something like that.
Okay.
And so that has what we're wanting to do, what we want to communicate, the schedule, the cost, a photograph, all of those things.
Right. And
which is the big, the
right,
big picture.
That's
I have a suggestion. How about after intent and maybe part of details? Because it seems to be a little putting the cart before the horse to have the budget and the mock-ups and everything before you talk about what your intent is with this piece.
No, I'm saying it would be, instead of using the word intent,
right,
use the word proposal.
Project.
Proposal.
Okay.
Overview. And intent is part of that.
Okay.
But that you add.
Right.
These
other
budget
things.
Right. And the
right.
photograph to that.
Right.
So that first section will have 5 parts.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
What are you
right.
asking for? Why do you want to do this project? What do you want to communicate through the work?
Budget.
A budget and
some kind of a sketch.
Sketch.
I think I got it.
And the project, and the project schedule.
Okay.
I don't even know if you need a detail section, do you?
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Why don't you put it together and let us look at it?
Yeah, we don't. Lucky Peggy.
I know. I'm just
Whatever you come up with is going to be closer to what we're talking about.
Yeah, we don't have anything on the table right now, so this can be something that can be discussed as another draft at the next meeting.
When Catherine is back and she has this sculpture proposal, we could fill out this form
and see how it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good idea.
We also said at the end of the form below number 16, please please attach any additional information and contact information of the artist.
You know,
right, property owner. Oh no, it's submitted by. Submitted by. Submitted by is not necessarily the artist. It could be the donor. Right.
Then I'm supposed to edit the form.
The end of the form below. Below number 16, it was added. Please add any, contact information. It seems like there is that section now below 16.
Please add any additional information. It doesn't say that, though, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You know, really? Additional?
I don't know. That's what we said last time.
I haven't had a problem with too much information at this table from the people bringing their ideas.
But submitted by and a signature. But the submitted by may not necessarily be the artist.
And that's what I was going to say. That's what was the point here.
That's one of the reasons I wanted to move this up first. The first thing I wanted to do
that guy that's going to have the mural
or
to have somebody else do the mural.
Right. And then I'll look at the rest of it.
Okay, Judy, I missed what you said. Say it again.
The reason that we had that add information of the artist was because this may not necessarily be the artist. This may be the guy that came in and said wanted the kids to do the mural or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you want his information, but you also want to know who he's going to have as an artist, is what we had talked about last time.
Yes, that needs to be in there.
Perhaps
somewhere
above the submitted by. So if he fills out these artists.
Wouldn't we ask that question when they were handing this off to us?
Well, we do have it on the top, I guess.
Name of artist is here.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have contact
information. But the other thing is, if you add that, you probably want to also add contact information of donor, because it might be that.
Well, that's the submitted.
That's the submitted by.
I think.
Oh, yeah, artists and or donors planning to place artwork.
Yeah.
So maybe that's enough with the
first
page.
I don't want to get overwhelmed.
Right.
And that's why I don't want to ask for additional information. I don't want their entire portfolio.
The only thing is if it's submitted by the donor, we have the name of the artist, but we don't have any contact information on the artist.
And we may not need it. If we need it, we can ask for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We may be talking to their representative, and that's all the contact information.
That's true, because they're busy creating.
And if it's the artist, him or herself, or it'll the group, they will, and they may be sitting in front of us.
Okay.
I think we can. We don't have to anticipate every single question we'd ever ask.
It would be difficult.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's kind of what we were thinking about the inventory form, too. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you kind of have to use them before you
feel
them.
So do we need a motion to have Peggy? Okay, good. Thanks.
Peggy will just do it.
Peggy will do it.
Bless her heart.
Peggy, thank you very much. Do you like doing these things? I hope.
She does a great job.
You do a great job. But hopefully you go, oh, great, I get to organize this in a
It'll be fun.
I mean, I do like that.
Yeah.
I'm a bean counter at heart, believe it or not.
Yeah, I noticed how you organized the form into the
different. Yeah, I just, that's how I.
I think that's really logical, though.
Yes. Rather than throwing all these things out and one ass not following the
It's going to, you have to think about artists. And, you know, they'll get to question number 6. I can see Rick now. Okay, apparently they don't want my shit that bad, because I can't do this.
Exactly.
So, all right. Number 7, are we there yet? Because that's the one I really want to talk about.
That's the one I don't see.
Yeah, I don't see it.
What is it?
It's percent for the art form?
Second draft.
Right.
There's not going to be...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and that's one of their forms, that draft form.
We haven't seen the first one, have we?
Yeah, at the last meeting.
We must have.
No, not the last meeting, but
the one before that.
Well, I think we need to table this.
Okay, let's table it.
Are you talking about the form from planning?
Yeah, we remember it was going to be attached to building permit.
They have it down there.
They did it.
Yeah, they did it.
It's done.
Yeah.
But ta-da.
Do we have a copy of it?
Yeah.
Oh,
we brought it 2 meetings ago.
So we're supposed to be reviewing it now.
It got reviewed.
So maybe this item ended up on the agenda
accidentally. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if it's done,
why not?
I haven't been. I haven't been. There were a lot of meetings I missed when I was gone.
That's what they. Oh, it's this.
It's just this.
Yeah. It's that one page.
That might have been.
I think it was part of something else.
Yes, it was on the back of one of the original.
It was a packet. Okay. Part of the packet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to know that it's done.
It's done.
And that we have a way to start getting money.
And I also, by the way, this is it.
Yeah, that's it.
I also, by the way, emailed David Marshall before he left. He was our finance director and told him that we needed to have a repository, because that's very critical that we have a repository.
A place to put our money.
A place to put our money, because,
we don't want them swimming around somewhere.
It's on the back of one of the original.
May 16th, Judy. So what he said was, it's no big deal. All they'll have to do is create a line item when we're ready to put money in there. And the reason that it's important is because Catherine may have a donation.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Here's my copy of it and my notes on it. So apparently we did review it. And just what you said, it says something the planning department, blah, blah, blah.
Right. It doesn't have it's a suggestion. They must have worked something out to like say, and I am going to donate whatever.
I can't tell you that whether that's the case, but what they're doing is making the information available to people who...
To developers.
Yeah.
That's what we asked. And didn't we say something, here it says, appreciate the planning department, that maybe we should let them know that we appreciate it?
I will tell them, because they took the information that was developed by the Public Arts Task Force, I think, and put that together, and I think they did a really good job. And it's not something that we can require on private development.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's only city buildings that it's a requirement. Mm-hmm.
But is it given as an option?
Yeah.
For private?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, excellent.
That's what they're using
that
form for.
Oh, yay. And who was it that kept coming to the table? Was it Carla Perry, who was mostly concerned about this?
Yeah.
Does someone know her, just let her know that it's a done deal?
Yes, and I think that I was supposed to do that, and I might have dropped the ball, so I need to call her or email her.
All right. Well, I just think it would be polite.
She wrote us a letter,
and she came to the table and held our feet to the fire.
Right.
You know, so it's nice to know when you've taking a stand that someone has listened and acted. Mm-hmm. Okay, done and done. Shall we move on to 8, development of a list of steps and deadline for proposed pool public art?
What's that about?
Well, it's going to be on the ballot again.
It is.
Shouldn't we have a pool first?
Yeah, well, what we need to do, I mean, it is premature at this point.
Okay.
I think that needs to happen. This is my opinion.
Okay.
That process can begin immediately after the November election.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, right. Because it's too premature. If for some reason it doesn't pass.
Right, we will have dithered away our time.
I think our point was, though, is we want to be ready to move, because we were nervous, like, if suddenly they start, here's the plans, and up they go, and we haven't got steps in place to know how to make sure that happens and what we want to put in there, and just knowing at what point to jump in, I think, was our... And granted, we have to know if we're going to have a pool or not, but I think we were just talking about the steps.
Well, I don't know if there are any steps really, right, because it's mandated that it happen.
Right. But at what point? Is it when they're still doing the design, or when that's done, or that was our point, was that?
Right. I don't
where
know.
Where do we interject ourselves?
Yeah, I don't
What's
know
our role
at
in
which
making
point.
It happen?
Right.
Let me think about that.
Because what we were talking about is, like, as they're designing it, and if there's a wall that comes over this way, and we think, wouldn't that be awesome to put in tiles, then at what point then do we say, okay, this is where we think that 1% should go?
Yeah, so 1% of $8 million is
a lot of
a chunk of money.
It's 800,000.
And is it up to us to determine?
80,000.
Okay. Don't you have to send out
a
request for... Thank you. RFP, because it's public.
Yeah.
And so you can't send out an RFP till you have a design.
Yeah, you can.
Are you doing an RFP for building or an RFP for design?
An RFP
public
for
art.
The public
art,
art
piece. Within the building.
So if I were a tile artist, like that dude who does the stuff over at the hospital, he works with what we have. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We could do a number of things. We could make it kind of amorphous and say, there will be a percent for public art on this pool.
We'd like
and
to
do a request for
your
proposals. Or, which, and I think that's
to
way
pass
too
along
broad.
To the architects, maybe they can.
We could decide where we want art. We could say a sculpture for the entrance would be, mm-hmm. Or tile work on the wall,
right.
Or
we'd
a mural.
We
did it here. That's how we did it here. We did a call for artists, and we did a walkthrough of the building was in process
which
at
which
the
which
time.
Which one?
This one, City Hall.
Oh, City Hall, thank you.
So we did a
All
call
the
for artists. We did a walkthrough for anybody who was going to make a proposal, showed them the possibilities, you know, where it could go as best we could. And I think you'd want to do that for the pool.
Yeah. Yes.
It's if you want it, I guess, into the design or after the design, I think was kind of
right.
Well, the architecture, you mean.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Has the architecture been done yet?
Well, they
well,
might want to.
There's a, I mean, they've got Robert Sherwood or whatever his name is, and they've got, I don't know how much more of the design they need to do, but they've got basic design that they're.
Well, I think one of the things that should happen is that, and maybe Judy, you could do this because you work with Jim, or if you don't want to do it, I'll do it. But he needs to make those architects aware that there will be 1% for the art provision with that new building, and that they need to keep that in their heads.
That
they can't spend all 100%, that there's 99%.
Well,
not
the
only
city
that.
Has to come up with that.
Yeah. Not only that, it's that it could be architectural art.
Right.
It could be
right.
a separate
right.
piece. And
but
so,
at least if they're alerted right. and they keep that in mind.
Yeah, which is why I said that now is the time probably to deal with Roberts and Sherwood on that.
Right.
Just so that they are aware that this is coming down the pike. And I'm happy to tell Jim to make that happen.
It would probably be more official coming from you.
Okay.
Don't most
what if
architects
we sent them
do
a letter? What if we sent a letter to the department head and the architect?
Well, I don't think we should send it to the architect at this point.
Should ask the department head to.
Yes, and the reason for that is that it's premature for us to be sending something to them. I think it's perfectly acceptable for Jim.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he actually, it's incumbent upon him to tell them that right now, if he hasn't already told them. And so I will let Jim know via email to alert the architect. And then,
good. Okay, I have a. So a lot of times when they're designing a building, they build a virtual image on the computer,
a model.
And since the artists, whatever point they are included, is they're. We kind of don't want to leave it till the very last thing, although I guess we could. But if the artists could do a virtual walkthrough, and, so their proposal is earlier in the process.
Well, I don't understand.
And I don't think that's an issue. I mean, yeah. Once this thing passes, yeah. Assuming it passes, mm-hmm. I see the architect hopefully coming here and right. Listening to this group.
Right, they haven't even finished the final draft. I mean, what they're looking at is this is what we could do and this is what it would cost. And there's going to be revision.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one thing to keep in mind is that the percent for art does not have to be placed at the pool.
Right.
All of it.
So we don't have to spend
$80,000 on pool art.
Ah, $800,000.
Yes. She corrected me to $80,000, I think she's probably
1%
right.
Is 80.
Yeah, 10% would be.
We wish it was 800.
Yeah, that would be a pretty yeah. Sweet deal.
But see, even 80,000, that's a lot. Beginning.
Yeah.
And it could be for one piece, one wonderful piece.
Yeah. Or we could make a decision to bank
some of it for something else.
And yeah. Only spend a certain amount.
True. Yes.
Or we yeah. Would make
Since
that
it's decision, we would. Propose it to council.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Start the fund. Kind
yeah,
of.
That'd be some good right. Seed money. Yeah. Sure. Right. Even part of it.
Assuming it passes.
Yeah.
Right.
It didn't pass the last time.
I know.
No. Nope. Remember?
And remember, what's his name? Had a matching thing if it would pass and
Bill
it still went down.
Barton.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Yeah.
There's another pool proposal.
But they're an aquatic park. They're really different.
Oh, there really? Is a pool. No.
Some
no,
of the
Judy,
people.
It's an aquatic park and a pool.
Right. But it's, I mean, ours isn't an aquatic, is not an aquatic park. It's not the right. Slides and the wheels and the stuff
what
like
we
that.
Be
but
voting
it's,
on
I mean,
is just a new pool.
A new
yeah.
Pool.
A pool and there's right. Going to be a therapy pool and stuff like that. Right, but yeah. It's, yeah, it's.
Not as much as some of the pool volunteers or committee would like to see,
right.
But maybe more doable.
It's more mm-hmm. Than the last proposal, which makes me a little nervous, but
right.
Right.
I think it has a greater opportunity of passing this time only because the pool experienced such
broke
a
down.
Long shutdown.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
So it may be that, but
that
it
thing
is
just limping along, you know.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And it may just come down to whether there's a strong enough group of supporters willing to go out and beat the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think this time, if indeed it's the budget is a bit bigger and more things are included, last time some of the pool supporters didn't vote for it because they wanted more.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
I am serious. They said, this is not what we want. I'm not voting for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those things, trying to make everyone.
So let's, let's wait till, shall we agree?
Oh,
that we will, because we do have a process that has been done prior, so we have some history on how to proceed with this. So I would propose that we wait to discuss steps and deadline until it has passed.
But
except for the portion where you're going to remind
Jim.
And
should
Judy,
we say
I just have one thing. Last meeting, I was asked to. Find out if I could find out what how other places do their steps and stuff and I just called the place that I had lived in before and they really didn't have a big process either. It was kind of like what we're saying right now, interject with the architect and make sure they're aware, and they didn't have a nice fancy process.
Okay,
but we are
in fact there it is
right that's not, but at the last meeting it wasn't
for the city.
We didn't realize that or something, so.
Well, neither Peggy nor I was here.
That's what I'm saying.
And, yeah, so we're probably the only ones who know about that. Still left.
Right.
Right.
Hanging on by your toes.
Right, yeah. And in fact, that's the next point.
Right, and truly, we're so far away from a final plan. And nobody is going to invest in those kinds of details until they know that there's going to be some money coming. So we have time. We do have time.
Yeah.
Well, the library and probably City Hall both have that call for artists. And in the call for artists, all the steps are laid out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and
that was not known at the last meeting.
And there's a contract also, public art contract that goes with that.
Okay.
So, I'm sure Peggy has all
shorter
that.
Than this.
I know.
Sure. A longer? Oh, well, my goodness. Maybe that's where this started from.
Any city contract is going to be...
The contract.
The contract.
Yeah, but the proposal part.
Oh, the RFPs.
It's a little longer because it had pictures
very detailed.
The building and things like that. So it was a working document as opposed to...
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a grant application, I would venture to ask a little bit that you're... Really have to spell out what you're going to do in your budget.
It would probably be good for us to have a copy of that.
I hope I know where it is because I don't remember ever having seen that.
Call for artist. Maybe it's in. Maybe you have one that's been filled out and filed. Why not at the library?
But let me look and.
Yeah, the whole. There's a folder on this. It's in the City Hall art folder, I believe.
Oh, maybe. I've got that.
I think it's in there.
Okay.
Because there were about, I don't know, 40 or 50 submissions. There were a lot of submissions, and then it was boiled down to a few.
Mm. Oh, there's always a huge amount, I would guess. I mean,
well, there were, I can't, maybe there were 30, well, 20 or 30.
Yeah, most times you put out a call for artists, it's an opportunity to...
Yeah.
You know, unless someone is sought specifically. If it's broadcast, anybody who can do anything is going to try to get a piece of
something in. Yeah.
Are we done with this particular item?
Yes.
Shall we look at number 9, which is discussion regarding the creation of a subcommittee to develop the procedure? Have we addressed that adequately? Okay. Number 10, any comments in general? No? Okay, so let's look at what we're going to talk about the next time, establish our agenda. And going off of the one that we have now, we are going to include concept of free discussion. We're going to include sculpture donation.
We're going to look at
is some actual, we can change
that's
the
right.
wording of public art inventory update to public art inventory review of City Hall.
Or was it City Hall or was it going to be the library?
City Hall.
City Hall.
Okay.
I'm excited to use that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I'm just going to suggest we take off the concept of free discussion.
I agree with that.
Because we discussed it, and I don't think it needs to be on there every time.
And I think that part of it got on there because there was confusion when we first organized, and Parker was coming with all those suggestions, and no one knew how to deal with it, and Frank, so.
Yeah. But we've discussed it, so I think that's...
Do we want to put something on about report from the library or TED regarding if they can help
database?
Us with that stuff?
Database update. How about that?
Yeah.
There we go. That's a good one. Request a committee form revised again. Yes. And I don't need to include percent for arts.
Right.
And the next two items have been discussed, and we will bring those up again when and if
August 15th
passes.
I think
and
that's
we'll
a good agenda.
Good job.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Good.
Well done.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today. I'm going to go pick up my latest acquisition.